Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Faith is the contact point with our Heavenly Father. Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, Gloria Copeland and Kelly Copeland reveal that faith can fix anything, correct any situation, and produce victory in your life.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. We're having a discussion today about faith, your faith, my faith, Kelly's faith. It's vital to our well-being. Without faith, we don't have what it takes to bring the power of God into our lives, to change things, to fix things. Faith can fix anything. Incurable disease, faith can take care of it. Sin in your life, things you've gotten off where you've missed God, repent, believe God, and He'll put you right back where you were and help you. So faith is vital in every area. Now, since Kelly just surprised me with this little information that I was going to do this today, I'm going to read you some of the things in my notes and some of the things in my margin of the scripture. But maybe they'll take a picture of this Bible and you'll see what the situation is. I have a wide margin Bible, and I've written references and notes and all kind of things through the year. Well, faith, the faith page is really big. Now, look at Mark 11. We've talked about this scripture a lot. You know, Jesus went by the fig tree, and there was no fruit on it. And Jesus said to the tree, "No man eat fruit of you again forever." Then the next day when they passed that tree, it was withered up. What from the roots up? What made the tree wither? Words. Words made the tree wither. What would make the tree bloom and produce fruit? Words would make the tree do that. That's the way it is in our lives. The Word of God blesses us. It causes fruit to be done in our lives when we take it by faith and say it. And then when we say opposite the Word, we let the devil in, we let the curse in, things don't go well. So listen to some of these scriptures, and I might read all of them, I might not have time to read all of them, but the main place where we're starting is Mark 11, in verse 22, they went by the fig tree, and Jesus said there was no fruit, and so he spoke to the tree, and it dried up from the roots. So he said to them, "Have faith in God." They wanted to know what happened at fig tree. "That whosoever," anybody, so this works for anybody, "whosoever shall say unto this mountain," unto the problem, unto the sickness, unto the situation, "Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart." Now doubt only goes away in your heart by the Word of God replacing it. "Shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." Way back, probably in 67, Ken and I learned that we get whatever we say based on the Word of God. And we didn't have anything to speak of that was, we had an old car, a rent house that wasn't any good. We had some children, that was good. But everything else was sort of downhill, very much. So Jesus said, "Therefore, this is what I say to you. What things, remember that, soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them." Now that's the way that we have received everything from healing to material things, from houses to land to whatever we needed in the ministry or in our personal lives. This is the way we've received it. We believe, we receive when we pray. We stand on the scriptures. And that word receive means to take. You take it when you pray. If you looked it up, you'll find out that that's accurate. Receive. So whatever you take when you pray, you have it. If you just ask the Lord and you pray around in circles and you don't ever release your faith to take it, you didn't do what it takes for the manifestation of the healing or the money or whatever you need to come. Therefore, he said, now remember, this is the key. What things, healing, houses, land, children doing what's right, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe you receive them or take them when you pray and you shall have them. Now I'm going to read you a few things that if I've got a wide margin Bible, but I've got a lot in it. Some of them I can read and some of them I can't, but I'm going to give you this as much as I can. Believe and say, and you shall have. You're working on the image that's in your heart. When you're believing and you're saying, you're creating an image in your heart of the thing that you're believing for. That is necessary to receiving. You have to believe it in your heart. Words create the image, and then what comes out, but what comes out of the mouth from Matthew 5, it defiles you. So you either bless yourself out of your mouth, or you curse yourself. That doesn't mean you say ugly words to yourself. That means you say unbelieving, doubt-filled, bad things that you don't want to come to pass. Don't do that. Don't say anything out your mouth except what you want to come to pass. So it's the image on the inside of you that we're working on, that God's working on with the Word of God. Treat the Word like a seed. Plant it in your heart and sow it out your mouth. That's, you can find that in Luke 17 and Mark 4. Plant it in your heart and sow it out your mouth. Proverbs 6:2 says this, negative words, words that are against you, bad words, sick words, poverty words, unbelieving words, negative words are a snare, Proverbs 6:2. Every word. Listen to this. This was an amazing scripture when I found it some years ago. Psalm 139:4 in the Amplified says, every word God knows. God knows every word that comes out of my mouth. Isn't that amazing? Mm-hmm. That He could know every word that comes out of my mouth, your mouth, their mouth, everybody's mouth. So that's what it says, Proverbs 139:4. Faith, this is what Charles Capp says about faith. If you are applying the principle, it is working. You know, when you begin to go after something in faith, say a healing or say something like you need a car or a home or whatever, or you have children that need God needs to work on, if you are applying the principle, it is working. If you are basing what you're saying on the Word of God and speaking words of faith concerning that. Now, the Bible tells us that when we pray, we believe we receive it. And as I said, that means to take it. So we take it when we pray and we believe we receive it. And from then on, we say we have it. We have that. We have the car. We have our children's deliverance. We have this or whatever it is, our healing. We have it. We believe we receive it. If I needed healing today, what would I do? I'd go to the scripture that says healing belongs to me. Like, for instance, Jesus bore our sicknesses and carried our diseases, and by His stripes we were healed. I'd go to that scripture. I'd put it in my eyes, in my ears. I'd take it. I'd act on it. I'd say, I'd command my body to be healed from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. And I would take that scripture. I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm delivered. I'd say that. I wouldn't say anything that disagreed with it. I wouldn't tell people that I'm sick. I might ask somebody for help in some way or other, but I'd be very careful how I said any words. If you're applying the principle, Brother Capp said, you are working faith. Your faith is working. He said, if you can turn it around in your heart and in your mouth, you can turn the situation around. Isn't that clear? If you can keep your heart and your mouth in tune with the Word of God, you can turn it around.
And you know, Mom, there's not any good thing that we need in our life or that we desire in our life that's not promised to us somewhere in here. So when you say have faith or you say receive it, you're talking about receiving the words, the promise that He made. You know, the Bible talks about the ground of our heart. When we believe it. We take it. We stop all argument to it.
That's right.
That's receiving it into your heart.
Different.
Then what she's talking about here is the process. God's given us it's a process because He created us this way.
That's right.
That's the way He is. That's the way you created us. You can't get away from it, good or bad. It's always working in one direction or another. But you've got the secret to get it going in the right direction.
That's right. And if you're wondering about what's going on in my life, listen to your words. Listen to your words. Listen to what you're saying. If you're applying the principle, it is working. If you can turn it around in your heart and in your mouth, you turn it around in here first with the Word of God, faith comes, and then you believe you receive it when you pray, and that word receives is take it. You take it when you pray. And if you talk unbelief, you didn't take it. So after you take it, you talk, I have it. I have it. It's mine now.
You know, what you say is as important as what you pray.
That's exactly
like what you
right.
say after
That's
you pray.
That's what you believe.
It's what you really believe.
So you turn it around in your heart and your mouth. It takes word diligence, His words and your words. His words, what the Word says about it, and your words, what I say about it, and that'll change any yeah. situation the way it's supposed to be if you stand on the Word. This is in my little bitty writing in the margin. It's kind of hard to read. Saying is your responsibility. That's our part. We believe we receive it and we say it. Saying is our responsibility. The Holy Spirit will manifest. This is what Brother Norville says about it. The Holy Spirit will manifest Himself according to what He hears. What you say, in other words. Faith is in your mouth. The mouth is the heart's instrument to implement. So this is how faith is applied out your mouth. So if you're saying unbelief out your mouth, I'm sick, I don't know what's going to happen to me, I'm going bankrupt, I'm this, I'm that, you're implementing whatever you're saying, good or bad. It's up to you. It's up to you. Faith is in your mouth. The mouth is the heart's instrument to implement. Glory to God. You create the spiritual atmosphere with your words, either good or evil, in your life. Your words give the devil or the angels and God access to act. Now, the angels aren't going to do anything against you, but they're not going to do anything for you either if you're talking unbelief and doubt. I wouldn't say, I don't know that they don't do anything, but if you want to really get results for the angels, you charge them, you put them to work. Go cause my money to come, whatever it is. And you create the spiritual atmosphere with your words, either good or evil. Faith is believing you receive because of what the Word says. You base what you say on the Word of God. If it's healing, take Isaiah. He bore my sicknesses and carried my diseases, and by His stripes I was healed. If I was healed, I am healed. And I take that word and I apply it to my body. Body, you be healed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You are healed in Jesus' name. Believing you receive when you pray is what you do. If you just, you could pray around the world 4 times, but if you didn't take the Word of God and believe it, and receive it and put it in your mouth and say, I have it, you haven't done what it takes to be healed. So these are just some things I've written through the years. This is the way God created the earth. What did God do? He said, light be. Light was. That's the way it works in your life. Having the law of sowing and reaping. We sow and we reap. If you don't sow, you don't get a crop. Is that easy? Can you understand that? The words are, let me see, this is my little bitty writing here. The words are seed. Think about that. Think about the word. The words I plant out my mouth, that's a seed that comes in the garden of my life. If I plant good words, I get a good crop. If I plant evil words, I get an evil crop. So your words your words out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And that's the way you receive it. So if you want to know why bad things are happening to you, listen to what you're saying. If you want to know how good things are happening to you, listen to what you're saying. That's just the way it is. It can't change. It won't change for me or you or anybody else. Words swing open the door to the supernatural. Your mountain. Now, what does it say about the mountain? Speak to the mountain and it'll be removed. Your mountain in Mark 11. Your mountain needs to hear your voice. Other people can pray for you, but somebody could pray the prayer of faith for you, and then they leave and you begin to talk and act just the same way you did before the faith was released. In other words, I don't have it, I'm sick, I'm broke, I don't know what I'm going to do. And you've put that thing right back in your life. So your words need to hear, your mountain needs to hear what your faith has to say, not what your unbelief has to say,
you know,
unless,
Mom,
you want to keep that.
When people are dealing with sicknesses that in some way really involve your mind, where your soul, where your will sits, your mind, that's the most challenging thing for people to receive something. Not that God doesn't want to do it, but the most challenging because they have a hard time making a decision on things sometimes. That's why it's important that we keep the Word of God in our mouth before we land in situations
even. Oh, yeah.
But what I was thinking of is how when people are in pain in their body, mm-hmm. you have to... They want to say with their mouth, I'm so weak, mm-hmm. or I'm hurting so bad. You just are driven by that pain to say that. But the Bible says, let the weak say, I am strong. That's the process to be strong. It's not the strong person that says, I'm strong. It's the weak person to become strong. You say, let the weak say, I am strong. And so what I love about our bodies is that we can take authority over our soul. In the psalm, he says, bless the Lord, O my soul. So if that's you, like I've seen people have a hard time receiving their healing for like diabetes because it's so every day and it's so, they have to think about what they're doing and think about their sugar and think about insulin and think about this and think about that. Their mind is so applied to caring for the disease that it makes it harder to receive. But you can speak to your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions and command it to bless the Lord.
Amen.
So when you do that, then it's easier for your mind to obey and to grasp the words it needs to say and say, I am strong. You speak to your soul.
The way you've acquired what you say now, good or bad, is you've dwelt on it, you've heard it, you've received it.
Put it in your
taken
eyes.
Taken it. You read something, you received it. You said, oh, that's what I've got or something like that. So you take the words of your mouth and you turn them to your benefit.
Amen.
Your benefit, not somebody else's. Your benefit. Don't give the devil any place in your words, in other words. And if you don't know what the word says, you can't do this because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So you've got
critical.
To get in the Word. What did we do years ago when we were learning the Word? We learned from Brother Hagin how to use our faith. We went to every meeting. We didn't miss any meetings. We took it. We got rid of our unbelieving words. We were not ill, but we were seriously sick financially. We were very, very broke. And we quit talking poverty and we started saying what we believe. God, my God meets my needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And we had prosperity scriptures. And we have healing scriptures. I mean, He bore my sicknesses and carried my diseases. And by His stripes, I was healed. If I was healed, I am healed. And that's the way you resist. And you say to the devil, take your hands off my money. Take your hands off my body in the name of Jesus. And you can't do that in faith unless you put the Word of God in your eyes and your ears. It's
Keep
not
it there.
You have to have faith behind those
yeah.
words.
That's good.
So your words swing open the door to the supernatural. And I like this. I don't know if I got this originally, if I quoted somebody, because I've got a lot of little bitty things here written down. But your mountain, this is a good way to remember, your mountain needs to hear your voice. Isn't that easy? Isn't that simple? Your mountain, whatever your problem is, it's good to get other people to pray for you sometimes, but it's not enough. Your mountain needs to hear your voice. And you find the scriptures that give you whatever you need in your life, whether it's healing, finances, or the salvation of your family, and you put them in your eyes and your ears, and you begin to say them and take them and let it build faith in you. And if you're believing for our loved one to be saved, you break the power of the devil over that one, command Satan to loose him and let him go, and you believe you receive his salvation. Amen. And you say it, I believe my brother is in the Lord's will. I believe he is born again. Hallelujah. So whatever it is, that's the way you handle it. Faith believes it receives. If you're talking doubt and unbelief, you haven't taken it. You got to listen to your words. Faith creates the image on the inside of you. You see yourself with it. Begin to see yourself healed because of what's on the inside of you. Begin to say healing. Begin to say finances. Begin to see your bills paid or whatever it is. Amen? Begin to see yourself out of debt financially. And you can do it with the Word of God. It just works. That's all there is to it. So you need to have that Word planted in you. And then you need to say it. And you need to stand until the manifestation comes. Believe it and say it. Believe it and say it. Hallelujah. Kelly and I'll be right back.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.